Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. You know that back-to-school season's on everyone's mind, and we thought we'd dive into how tech can make that transition smoother, especially for families with autistic children.
Oh, it's a really interesting topic, especially this time of year. Everyone's a little on edge with routines changing, you know? Kids, parents, teachers.
Yeah, for sure. And for parents of autistic children especially, there's that balance, right?
Right.
Wanting them to be more independent, especially with school back in session, but also making sure they're safe.
It's such a tough thing. And that's where something like AngelSense can really help, I think. That real-time GPS tracking, for example. Mm-hmm. Especially during those times when kids are moving between places, like getting on and off the bus. It's like an extra layer of security, so parents feel good about giving their kids a bit more freedom.
I was just thinking about the bus. Frank Campagna, the Autism Daddy blogger, talked about that in one of the sources. He said AngelSense gives him huge peace of mind, particularly during those long bus rides his son takes.
And it's not just about seeing where your kid is on a map, you know? Frank talked about how before AngelSense, those bus rides were just constant worry for him, all those worst-case scenarios. But with AngelSense, he could actually see that his son was safe, that the bus was following its route. It really freed him from that constant anxiety so he could focus on other things.
It's like it removes that worry from the equation.
Exactly. And we know there are always other challenges. Routines changing, even small changes, can be so overwhelming for autistic children, sometimes even leading to meltdowns.
And that's where that AngelSense feature, where parents can listen in, is so interesting. They can get a sense of their child's stress levels without having to, like, interrupt them with a phone call.
Right, and that's what I mean about proactive support. Being able to tell if a child is getting overwhelmed before things escalate. And if they do need to intervene, parents can use the two-way voice feature to talk to their child.
Oh, that's neat. Maya A., one of the parents we read about, put it so well. She said that using AngelSense helps her reinforce to her son that mommy was with him, even when she wasn't physically present. Such a great way to put it, you know.
It really shows how powerful that feeling of safety and support can be, especially during transitions, like going back to school.
And it's not just the kids who are going through a transition, right? Parents, teachers, everyone's got new routines, new anxieties to deal with.
Absolutely.
Our research really highlighted how beneficial AngelSense can be for everyone involved.
Like, think about teachers, you know? They do so much already, and if you have a child who's prone to wandering, having that real-time location information can be invaluable.
It's that extra reassurance. One mom, Kristen Anderson, whose son has actually wandered off before, said that AngelSense brings peace of mind not just to parents, but to teachers, too.
That's so important. It really underscores that we all have a role to play in making sure these kids are safe and supported.
It's almost like tech gets a bad rap sometimes, you know. But this shows how it can bring people closer, not just isolate us.
Right. It's about using these tools in a smart way to solve real problems.
Right.
And for parents of kids with autism, it's about feeling confident that their child can have more independence and knowing that everyone's looking out for them.
It feels like a real shift in perspective. Instead of just focusing on the challenges of autism, technology like this helps us see the potential.
You got it. It's not about limiting anyone. It's about giving them the support to do what they want to do, to thrive.
And that's got to be so reassuring for families, especially those who are just starting out on this journey.
Absolutely. And remember, every child with autism is different. They have their own strengths, their own challenges, their own dreams.
Speaking of which, I was really interested in the research that talked about using tools like reward charts.
Mm.
But it's not just about, like, handing a kid a chart, right?
Right. It's got to be a two-way street. When kids are involved in making the chart, choosing what they're working towards, that's when it really clicks.
Yeah.
It gives them a sense of control, you know, which is so important.
And for a lot of kids with autism, it's not just about seeing the chart. It's about that sensory experience, picking out the stickers, putting them on themselves.
So smart. It takes something that's kind of abstract and makes it real.
Exactly. And what's really exciting is that using these tools early on can have a huge impact, not just in the short term.
It's not just about getting through the day. It's about setting them up for the future.
Exactly. When we teach kids with autism to be independent, to advocate for themselves, that's when we see the real magic happen, socially, in school, in their careers.
Now, that's something to think about. It really makes you realize how important it is to support kids with autism in the right way.
It really is about giving them the tools they need to succeed.
Exactly.
And that brings us to something to think about as we wrap up today. You know, we've been talking about how this kind of technology can help kids with autism transition back to school. But what about the bigger picture? How do you think it could shape their journey toward independence in the long run?
That's such a good question. I mean, it really makes you think about the future. and how we can create a world where everyone feels supported and empowered.
Absolutely.
Well, on that note, we'll leave you to ponder that. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time.